And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 22nd of July, 2013. It's the birthday of American author and columnist Amy Vanderbilt, born in New York City in 1908, cousin of Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt, the railway magnate. She began in journalism at the age of 16 by writing society and feature articles for the Staten Island Advance. And in 1952, she wrote the 700-page Amy Vanderbilt's Complete Book of Etiquette. It sold millions of copies and established her as the foremost authority on the subject. It's also the birthday of the Moravian natural scientist and meteorologist Johann Gregor Mendel, born in Czechoslovakia in 1822. From 1856 to 1863, he performed experiments on 28,000 edible pea plants, and from his observations, he developed his theory of inheritance, including the notion of recombination of genes, which became the basis of the modern science of genetics. It's the birthday, too, of the painter Edward Hopper, born in Nyack, New York in 1882. By the time he was 12, he was already 6 feet tall, skinny, gangly, made fun of by his classmates, painfully shy, and spent much of his time alone drawing. After he finished art school, he went to Paris and spent almost all of his time there alone reading and painting. In Paris, he realized that he had fallen in love with light. He said the light in Paris was unlike anything he'd ever seen, and he tried to recreate it in his paintings. When he came back to New York, he was employed as an illustrator at an ad agency, a job he loathed, and in his spare time, he drove around and painted train stations, luncheonettes, gas stations, and corner saloons. Hopper had sold only one painting by the time he was 40 years old, but his major exhibit in 1933 at the Museum of Modern Art made him instantly famous. Though his work was more realistic and less experimental than most other painters of the time, he painted his scenes in a way that made them seem especially lonely and eerie. Edward Hopper lived and worked in the same walk-up apartment near Washington Square for over 50 years. He ate almost every meal of his adult life in a diner. He never rode in a taxi. He loved the theater, but he always sat in the cheap seats. Edward Hopper, who said, "Maybe I am slightly inhuman. All I ever wanted to do was paint sunlight on the side of a house." And here is a poem by William Matthews titled Another Beer. The first one was for the clock and its one song, which is the song's name. Then a beer for the scars in the table, all healed in the shape of initials. Then a beer for the thirst and its one song we keep forgetting. And a beer for the hands we are keeping to ourselves. The bodies, dogs, they lie by the ashtray and thump suddenly in their sleep. And a beer for our reticence, the true tongue, the one song, the fire made of air. Then a beer for the jukebox. I wish it had the recording of a Marcel Marceau mime performance, 28 minutes of silence, 2 of applause. And a beer for the phone booth. In this confessional, you can sit. You sing it, your one song. And let's have a beer for whoever goes home and sprawls like the remaining sock in the drawer of his bed and repeats the funny joke and pulls it shut and sleeps. And a beer for anyone who can't tell the difference between death and a good cry with its one song. None of us will rest enough. The last beer is always for the road. The road is what the car drinks, traveling on its tongue of light all the way home. Another Beer by William Matthews from his collection Search Party Selected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. And this is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.